Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli. Watch the greenbacks tumble.
Feel the set. Cocked. Locked. Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USAprepares.com, and we're broadcasting from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. There's a link to your instructors on the website, USAprepares.com, USAprepares.com. And if you'd like to call, we'd love to hear from you. I'm on the stack, and I can control the calls from here. Once you call in, I can take the calls. And I'll tell you how that works. I'm here in Missouri at the farm, in the studio at the farm, and I connect to Genesis Communications Network in Minnesota. And your instructor connects to Genesis Communications Network in Minnesota. So your instructor and I meet the network in Minnesota. And I have a call screen here in Missouri, and it shows all the lines. So I can put you on the air as soon as you appear. And what you'll do is you'll call that toll-free number, 866-582-9933. And Matt, your engineer, will say hello, and he'll welcome you, and he'll say, okay, where are you calling from, and your first name, and he types that on the screen, and then I can see that you are on and where you're calling from, and that's all I know. And I can click air and put you on the air right away. So that's 866-582-9933. Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us. And we're going to be talking about physics today. Welcome, Rick.
Good morning. I know. Good morning. Oh, man. That's an artifact from our previous call this morning.
Hey, Rick, I want to share something with you. One of our boys is a college student, and you've met him. And, you know, sometimes you wonder. You wonder about, you know, some of the training and the education and the mentoring and the nurture that you've, you know, provided for your children. Well, our son was in his college class, and we were sitting around the kitchen table a couple of weeks ago, and he was sharing this story with us. And here's the situation: he's in the university, and part of one of his classes is to undergo a job interview. So in front of the entire class, each student comes up to the front and is interviewed. And it's a stressful, stressful interview, because not only are you being interviewed by, you know, the person who is going to be hiring you, your job is to convince that person that you are the candidate. So you're doing this in front of the class, and each of the other classmates is going to be doing the same thing. So each person gets 5 minutes in front of the class for this interview. Well, right out of the gate, our son is asked, "Why should I hire you?" And you know, and when he told me that, I'm thinking, what would Dad do, you know? So our son says, "Well, I'm not so sure you should." Actually, I'm here to make sure that you and I can work well together. You know, I've researched the company. I understand that, you know, what the company does. I think it's a great company. I think that's why I'm here. But I just want to make sure that you and I are a good fit, because if we are, we can work well together. We'll be productive and passionate. If we're not, if we can't work well together, then it's a mistake for both of us. So that's why I'm here. And he said, I look forward to, you know, to finding this out. And it stunned the entire class, because everyone else was there thinking that they have to beg for this job. And our son says, I'm not so sure I should. And, you know, that kind of highlights who we are here at USA Prepares. And I was thinking that none of us takes direction very well. We all think independently. We all think about what's really happening. We don't follow the herd, right? And we're family oriented, so we're compassionate. And I think that it'd be nice if more of us men and more of us women were compassionate and thought for ourselves rather than just follow the herd. What do you think, Rick?
I don't know. I like your son's response. I think that that's accurate, is to see if there's a match. That's why you do the interview, is to see if you're a match to each other, not to beg or to lord over or whatever. Any other reason than seeing it as a match would immediately discount the job for me.
Mm-hmm. I remember being interviewed, Rick, for a, you know, a assistant vice president type job at a bank, and it was, you know, middle management, but it was, you know, toward the upper end of middle management, and I was asked, "What do you see this job as?" And I said, "Well, that's easy. I see my job is to make you look good." And the guy interviewing me looked at me like, what? And I said, well, sure. I'm not talking about doing anything illegal or covering up for you. What I'm talking about is doing the right thing, doing, you know, according to the my understanding of the area of responsibility, to do everything in my power to do a really good job at it. And as a result, you would look good. And he'd never heard that before. And that's really what I thought it was. And by doing, and I'm sure you've done the same thing, Rick, when you were in the lab and you were inventing and analyzing and dissecting, your job was to figure things out. And as a result, you would give that information, you know, upstream, and then your boss would look good. Isn't that what it was all about?
It worked. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They hired me because I could do the job better than they could.
Yeah. Yeah, and so I just wanted to share those thoughts with our class. In case you happen to be going on an interview, or you know someone who's going on an interview, the same answers that the guy before you gave or the gal before you gave is not going to cut it. You really have to think outside the box, and you have to show that you really know that company. And the reason I'm mentioning this is, Most men would spend more time picking out a tie than they would researching a company that they're applying for a job for. And it makes no sense to me. Because if you're going to apply for a job and you're going to spend that hour, if you're fortunate enough to have an interview, and if you're really fortunate and get hired in today's environment, poor economic environment, you're going to spend some time there, more than one third of your total life. You know, if you have 8 hours a day to sleep and 8 hours a day to be at work and 8 hours a day for yourself, actually, you're getting ready to go to work. You're coming home from work. You're driving to work. So it's actually probably half of the 12 hours that you're of a 24-hour day that you're going to be devoting to work. So you might as well really make sure that it's where you want to be, because if not, you're wasting your life while you're there. So I just wanted to share those thoughts. Rick, I was thinking about I was thinking about perpetual motion. And when I was young in the 1960s and 1970s, I was fascinated with perpetual motion. Is it possible? And what I learned was there's always friction. There's always losses. And so if you have a pendulum and it's swinging back and forth, you know, the air resistance would prevent you from having perpetual motion. If you put the pendulum in a vacuum, the friction at the bearing surface would prevent you from having perpetual motion. What can we learn? Is there a possibility of perpetual motion?
Yes, there is. And that would have to do with vortex physics, where the energy losses would be coming from somewhere else. Now, that would preclude the physics of quantum mechanics, because quantum mechanics is based on a certain set of assumptions on the way the universe works. That's why we have different theorems around quantum mechanics based on assumptions. You start with definitions, you know, like the shortest distance between two points is a straight line. But what if space that you think is flat is curved? Now, that, you know, assumptions. You're making assumptions on certain realities. And then that defines the laws that could be that way for that kind of assumption and definitions of your terms. We have recently made a breakthrough. We have, in Maxwell's equations, the possibility of a magnetic monopole. However, it has never been observed anywhere in nature. We've never seen it until we started working in nanotechnology. And the constructs of what exclusion zone water is and how it changes space-time is probably where the first discoveries of what a magnetic monopole might imply. They're not like what we think. Imagine, for example, a magnet that was not a bar, but was round. And the south pole was inside the ball. And the outside was the positive field. So that you were looking at a curved space phenomena. This is how teleportation with Lockheed is working. This is how Boeing is now developing magnetic monopoles. And we'll pick this up after the break, because the next part is where it gets a little complicated.
Okay, Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us, and if you'd like to go to his website, richardallenmiller.com, richardallenmiller.com. And we're going to talk about magnetic monopoles when we come back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055, Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988. No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Last, if you'd like to meet Dr. Richard Allen Miller, you may. And he'll be at the Get Prepared Expo in March. And you can check the website. There'll be more and more information about that. But if you'd like to spend 3 days with Dr. Richard Allen Miller, that's entirely possible. And that would be in Lebanon, Missouri. And we've been talking about perpetual motion, which led us into vortex physics, quantum mechanics, and now magnetic monopoles. Rick, I remember experimenting with magnets back in the 1960s and 70s and 80s. And, you know, if you take a magnet, has a typical traditional magnet has a north pole and a south pole. And if you break it in half, now you have two magnets and each has a north pole and a south pole. It's impossible to take a traditional magnet and make it into just one pole without the other, either a north without a south or a south without a north. But what you're talking about is different, right?
Yeah, it was predicted by Paul Dirac in 1931, but we've never really seen them in nature because always we're looking in force space. There is an article in physicsworld.com that has talked about magnetic monopoles seen in the lab. That was where it began. That was, by the way, in January of this year when that article came out. Magnetic poles are always seen in pairs, no matter how small they are. I'm just now researching it, so I'm not going to try to talk much more about it, except other than to suggest that if you have an object that has two parts to it, one part be on the inside of the other part, and that is called vortex physics and is the distinctional difference of Roger Penrose at Princeton talking about torus twister space to be distinguished differently than Hawking, Stephen Hawking, and black and white holes. Now, what we're dealing with here now is that as above, so below mentality of seeing it in a large macro scale and then going down into nanotechnology and seeing differences like we had indeterminacy with Heisenberg, where a wave and a particle are different and yet they act as both. How does that work? This is because our definitions of what a particle and a wave are quite different than the newer definitions of what we're discussing. You know, we forget when we talk about things like water that water actually has two different kinds of water. There's ortho and parawater, having to do with what we call isomers, or pairs where the dipole moment is off to the left as to the right, like right-handedness and left-handedness. And there is new physics now suggesting the nature of a vortex where your cavitation process, which we now are observing in water, may be extended into many, many other elements, and that certain elements have a presence that is different than others. When water touches plastic, it has no surface tension. Yet, when water touches indium, which is a rare earth, that water will literally have such a strong surface tension, same water, that it will climb literally up that that wall and try to fall out the other side. Now, we're seeing this in the laboratory because of the dipole moment of water. What would happen if I had physics where I could use a specific light beam to separate the ortho with parawater? Oh, wait, we have that technology. And so now you can make the right-handed water behave differently than the left-handed water. And it is not, that's where you would first see what you would define as a magnetic monopole in the ability to separate the one isomer from the other using light. This is, in fact, the beginning of our understanding of how photosynthesis works. And this opens up a whole raft of possibilities to include using rare earths because of their unusual metallic properties, having a cavitation process with.
Dr. Richard L. Miller and I will be right back, and I'm wondering, can this solve our energy problems? This is USAPrepares.com.
Time waits for no one. That's why you should hurry to not miss the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case-lot sale. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663 to receive 20 to 25% off Mountain House freeze-dry foods. Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products, include real freeze-dried meats, entrees, eggs, fruits, and vegetables. Yes, 20 to 25% off now. Also receive 30% off other selected Mountain House foods and receive 30% off selected Packaway brand dehydrated foods. Just call 866-404-3663 and ask for the Freeze Dry Guy. Plus long-range patrol ration eggs and ham at superb discounts. But these are extremely hard to find and nearly gone. So call today. Ask about our LRP ice cream bars, too. Some items limited to stock on hand. And remember, the Freeze Dry Guy pays for shipping to your door within the lower 48 states. Order now. Don't miss out on the Freeze Dry Guy's end-of-year case-lot sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Yes, family and friends are gathering to give gifts and wish health and security. But why not enhance cell phone and wireless device security all year with Block It Pocket, a family-owned American business? We now have two spectacular holiday specials. Find them now at our new website, blockitpocket.com, or call 888-315-9618. Hurry, holiday special ends Christmas Day. Give the gift of security from blockitpocket.com. Wishing you health, freedom, and liberty.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
I'm Vincent Finelli of USAPrepares.com. As most of you know, I broadcast weekday mornings on GCN from 9 to 11. And I'm also a full-time farmer. Add to that mix the weekly meetups and the Get Prepared Expo, and this combination makes for a demanding schedule. On the farm, we raise grass-fed Black Angus cattle and provide them with the best variety of summer and fall grasses available. Our cattle are exposed to the extremes of weather, the toxins in the air, and the electromagnetic radiation that's all around us. So even the best grasses and food that we provide are not enough. Our cattle require minerals and supplements for strong health and resistance to disease. And so do we. For these reasons, my mother, our children, Mrs. Finelli, and I all take Longevity Beyond Tangy Tangerine, De-Stress, Glucogel, and EFA Plus. USAPreparesTeam.com. And thank you for being in class today.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
You only once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Dr. Richard Allen Miller's with us. And Rick, we've got Kyle from Montana. Kyle Harris, welcome.
Hey, good morning, Vince and Dr. Miller. Good morning.
Hey, Kyle. Mrs. Finelli said that that you had called, freeze-dry guy had called. You guys ran into each other at a gun show out your way. Is that right?
Yeah, we did. And I actually got his first name.
Really? I know his first name.
That's another one.
I know his first name. It's Freeze, right?
Yeah. No, I got an actual first name. He told me though that if I ever told you that, he would never sell me any more food.
You know, seriously, at the farm, we always refer to him as Freeze, or, you know, informally, or Freeze Dry Guy. And, you know, in my Rolodex, I have under the letter G, Guy, where, you know, Freeze Dry Guy. So, but, you know, he's really serious about keeping his name under wraps, isn't he?
He is, yeah, and a really nice guy. I met his wife, too. She's a really sweet lady. He's a great guy, yeah, he's really good. I wanted to congratulate you, Vince, on that roundtable. I thought that was excellent, by the way. The whole thing, it's an excellent thing. I had one perspective. I tried to call into that, but I had one perspective that I thought about when I was listening to, I can never pronounce his name right, the first guy you had on.
Alfio Lanuto?
Yeah, him.
Yeah.
I'm not even going to try to say it.
Yeah, A-L-F-I-O, Alfio Lanuto. And for sure we call him Al. You know, there's Alan, Alfonso, Alfio. I mean, there are several versions of Al, Alan. But his is A-L-F-I-O, Alfio Lanuto.
Okay. He mentioned talking about this war on terror in Europe, and that's kind of spreading all over the world, you know. And I thought about this for quite a while a few weeks ago, and I was thinking, you know, people need to see this war on terror as the spear of the New World Order, because whoever they decide to turn the spotlight on, right now it's the Muslims over there, ISIS and ISIL and all that. But whoever they determine to turn that spotlight on is going to really, in the end, be considered terrorist. And it isn't going to matter who you are or what you are. It's just going to matter who they determine to be a terrorist. And then this huge monstrosity of a military-industrial complex that we have built up all over the world is going to be turned on whatever they determine to bring down so that they can institute their new world order.
Yeah, Kyle, I want to apologize to you. I know that you tried to get in on Tuesday on the roundtable, and let me explain what happened. We did something that had never been done before. We had seven of us on at one time. Seven connections. We literally maxed out the capacity for our Studio 3 at Genesis Communications Network. We literally maxed it out. There was no way we could take another call. Impossible. So that's why you could not get on. But what we have available for those instructors who want to participate in the roundtables, the calls to action that Rick Miller and Alfio Lanuto and Aaron Dakins and Rich Sheban and Ethan Indigo Smith and I were on, you can let me know. Send me an email or give me a call, and we'll see if we can get you as part of the future roundtables, those calls to action. So these are going to continue, and they're going to get more and more serious in nature, in scope, and in depth. And the next one is next Tuesday, I believe. Yeah, next Tuesday with Aaron Dakins at 10 to 12 midnight right here on Genesis Communications Network. Aaron Dakins is going to host it, and we're going to alternate between her broadcast and ours here at USA Prepares on these calls to action. So I'm glad that you mentioned that. And here's a comment that I have about what you just said. Imagine this. Imagine that they, we'll call them the defectives, the defective organization, imagine they have a computer system. And in this computer system, they can make an entry. And they can say, Joe Doakes is a pedophile. Joe Doakes is a person of interest because he is a skinhead, neo-Nazi. What I'm saying is anything can be said about anyone. And if these guys enter it in their system, that person can be destroyed. Imagine that. That's how serious this is.
Oh, I totally agree with you. I thought the roundtable was excellent. I just had that one point to kind of bring up, you know, because it, just like you said, you're guilty until proven innocent. And they can ruin you for just that, you know, that very thing. I had a question for Dr. Miller, actually, on this perpetual motion. I didn't want to deviate from this too much. I just wanted to bring that one point in. Dr. Miller, I was wondering, have you looked at the permanent magnet, something more for the layman, as far as this perpetual motion? I'm not sure how you would define it as perpetual, but at least free energy. The perpetual magnet, I looked on YouTube the other day, and I went back again and again, and it's like they took it down somehow. But it was a gentleman that had built a round sphere in the middle, and it has had a clamshell apparatus that came up around it. And on both sides were these opposing magnets, and as he closed this clamshell around the middle sphere, it started turning at an extremely high rate of speed. He had it up to like 2,000 RPM. I was watching this, and I was wondering about the potential to be able to arrange those magnets at, say, 15 degrees or whatever.
Here's the deal. It goes back to what we called a repulsion coil. When I was a kid, you created something that had Coriolis forces in it because of the impurities in the material itself. You'd have a big magnet, and then you would put an aluminum ring down on at the bottom of it, and when you turn the coil on, the ring would magically float in the air. The bad news is the impurities were causing it to heat up because it will heat up. Now, the way magnetic monopoles have first been discovered in physicsorg.com was with spin ice. Spin ice is a phenomena that we can find in virgin ice, like in Antarctica, or places where the material has not been disturbed for many, 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 many years. And that's where you start to see unusual phenomena on a monoatomic level, like real small. Now, to build something for a toy or for something you could buy on Amazon or whatever, let the buyer beware. And that's all I'm going to say about that, other than the clamshell device you're discussing would most likely, without knowing how it all works yet, I would guess it was more about Coriolis forces and what they call a repulsion coil, working with eddy currents. That's the word I was looking for, eddy. Eddy currents in the material. Now, that's where the this all goes back into vortex physics, which is just brand new, opening up with MIT. That's where you can start your studies. Mark LeClair and his concepts of cavitation. Roger Penrose laid the groundwork down with mathematics. His Geometric Universe book is exemplary. It is a textbook for physicists. And actually, he co-authored a book with Stephen Hawking, and I can't remember the title of it, but it was where Hawking would do Chapter 1 and Penrose would do Chapter 2. And they were exactly opposite each other in terms of the way they were looking at things. And at the end of the book, it turns out A black hole is a vortex. And guess what else? It's the difference of planes of information that you're looking at, which means you can't approach it from a quantum mechanical point of view, which is the classical forms that we've been using for the last 50 years. You have to have a new concept that uses other kinds of mathematics, what we would call fractal physics. And that's where you have generators in terms of the way something repeats itself in series and different layers or resolutions of a hologram.
Well, let me ask you this, Dr. Miller. The center's piece that this gentleman had on YouTube was mounted, there was a shaft in the middle of it with bearings on it so that it couldn't move. I forgot to tell you that. And then when he closed his clamshell, the shaft would rotate. The shaft would rotate very fast because the magnets were like it. I'm guessing at the amount of the magnets were like at 15 or 20 degrees opposite each other. And so you took this clamshell, and as you closed the clamshell, the centerpiece would start spinning. And I was thinking in terms of removing, because I have an extra couple of generators around here, removing the engine on one of them and buying approximately 200 or 300 of those.
Okay, I know. Okay, if you want to play, I'd like you to get the following book. It's called Gravitational Manipulation of Dome Craft by Paul Potter. Now, let's say for a moment that in this book he has the map that uses three or four magnetic monopoles. We'll talk about
Rick,
that
next. We're going into a break. Hold that thought. We're going into a break. Kyle, please stay with us. We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500. Standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com. Or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055. 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters. Because basements won't save your family.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, you've got three of your instructors here, Dr. Richard Allen Miller, Kyle Harris, and me, Vin Fennelly, and we were talking about physics. Rick, gravitation?
Yeah, well, see, gravitation is a byproduct, if you will, of mass and space. Now, that's Newton. However, a better idea of understanding it from a visual is to take a drum and stretch latex across it. It has to be round for it to be following Bessel functions and things like that, but just for a moment, if it's a round surface, if I took a large baseball and I placed it in the center of the drum, it will distort space. Gravity, then, is the relationship of that mass product and the distortion it's causing on that latex drum with a little marble that I would drop down toward, you know, would fall. It would be falling toward the large baseball. Except that because of Coriolis forces being in the northern hemisphere, there would be a vortex physics that would be impressed on the marble like water going down a drain, the left-handed way, going clockwise or counterclockwise, predicated on which side of the pole, magnetic pole, you were at. This is a spin physics and why they first saw magnetic monopoles in spin ice. This interesting subject has been recently blown out of proportion with the death of that scientist from Lockheed that came out and started talking about the magnetic monopoles that they were creating in laboratories on a macro scale, not a quantum mechanical scale or what we call nanotechnology. I can't confirm that, but I can suggest a metaphor where I would take two magnets and try to push them together and they wouldn't push. And if I took the one magnet and turned it 180 degrees, then they would slap together. So I'm going to turn it back so that they're pushing against each other. And then if I put a screw in the one, and then I took and put threads in the other one and slowly started to turn the one spin, turned the one magnet into the other so that the fields started to compress, the two positive fields. They're pushing hard on each other. If you will find a phenomena with your hands that will form blisters right out of the gate because of the distortion of space. That's what it's doing. It's distorting space because of the vortex physics involved. And what I'm guessing, that is a gross analog of what a magnetic monopole would be like. And the closer you brought one magnet to the other, the more space you might distort to the point where you had, like in science fiction movies, a wormhole. Now,
Dr. Miller, Dr. Miller, before we run out of time here, I was going to ask you, what's the name of that book you told me to read?
Potter. Let me get it again. I just wiped it from my long-term or short-term memory. It's called Gravitational Manipulation of Domed Craft. This is supposed to be reverse technology, reverse engineer. It's not. I don't know about aliens. What I do know is that there were Foo Fighters and other kinds of jets before we had jets. So I don't quite understand how this all goes in terms of aliens or, you know, breakthroughs in our own understanding of the nature of space and time. Time is another one I'm working on right now because I need to have something like this for my get-out-of-jail card.
Kyle, did you want to stick around to the other side?
No, that's okay, Vince. I've got to take care of some animals myself. So,
okay.
Thank you,
Kyle.
Both.
Thanks, Kyle Harris. Thanks so much for calling in. Looking forward to seeing you at the expo. Dr. Richard Allen Miller and I will be right back after these top of the hour news and commercial announcements. And we're talking about physics today. And I've got a lot of questions about hydrogen as a fuel, oil as a lubricant for the planet, and what about all this oxygen we're burning up? We'll be right back.
We all have our own idea about what being safe and secure means. The door's locked, bills are paid, you've got a job that keeps the lights on, and a home to call your own. But what happens when Mother Nature throws a curveball?
I'm telling you to take cover.
Are you prepared to live without electricity or passable roads for weeks at a time? Do you even have a plan B? If you do, are you willing to bet your life on it?
Children left with no homes.
And no one's coming to help them.
The first step towards self-reliance in the face of disaster is a visit to MyPatriotSupply.com. There you'll find the absolute best prices on storable foods, non-GMO seeds, emergency water filtration devices, and so much more. All orders over $49 qualify for free shipping in the lower 48 states. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. And speak to one of our preparedness advisors today. Or visit us at MyPatriotSupply.com. Remember, before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light systems system today, complete with two Black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com.